It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here with Dave Demlow, from CTO of DoubleTake. DoubleTake is in the data replication and failover industry. Dave, I understand you've been innovating with Hyper-V. Why don't you tell us about that?
We've been looking at Hyper-V as a complement to our disaster recovery and failover solutions. It's great the things you can do with Windows and availability by replicating from one system to another, but when you incorporate virtualization like Hyper-V, you can consolidate multiple recovery workloads to a single Hyper-V target, making it very cost-effective. You can also do a number of things that you just can't do with physical machines, like put the entire workload into a single container that we can move around as a unit that we can open up and make changes to migrate quickly from one Hyper-V host to another, that we can use as a image server for recovery, and then ultimately use our technology to maybe move that back to another physical machine if the customer desires at some point. So we've offered and developed solutions that can do physical to virtual migration of workloads, migrate those back to physical at some point if they need. Maybe they're using virtualization in a test environment, but still have workloads that they want to deploy on physical. We've used Hyper-V in that role. We've developed a product that extends failover clustering in conjunction with Hyper-V to actually let you create geographically dispersed Hyper-V clusters. So you can pair multiple Hyper-V virtual machines in different locations, use some of the new failover capabilities in Windows 2008 Server for geographically dispersed clusters, and then combine that with the Hyper-V Quick Migration to very quickly relocate workloads even between sites.
Great. And what ultimately is the customer benefit of using this?
Well, the customer benefit is higher availability for any Windows application. So instead of having to have specific failover capabilities that understand Exchange or SharePoint, if it's inside a virtual machine, it's a customer homegrown application, they can get the same kind of availability really independent of what's running in that Hyper-V virtual machine. They can save cost, so instead of necessarily having to have dedicated standby server resources, they can use Hyper-V to consolidate those and save a lot of money in their high availability and recovery environments.
Great. So as you consider other people and how they might leverage Hyper-V from a programmatic perspective, what advice would you give to other technical leaders or companies that are looking to take that next step?
Well, I would definitely look at the standards that are in place that Microsoft provides, things like the VHD open specification. That's a really great container that obviously Hyper-V uses to store the workload, the virtual hard drive. But I think as you start to look at it, it's a good container to use other places as well, and things that are coming in future versions of Windows, being able to boot a physical machine directly off of VHD. There's a lot of benefits that you can get by really working with that format and leveraging those APIs and standards. The other thing would be, along the lines of things that we did, you take advantage of things like high availability clustering that are already there for your applications, and where possible, try to extend them. Find where there are capabilities that you can add and add your value to the platform.
Okay, and so the integration with Hyper-V is a relatively new offering for you. What do you see as kind of the next wave of innovation for DoubleTake?
Well, there's certainly a lot more things that we're looking forward to, leveraging some of the new capabilities that have been announced for Hyper-V, things like live migration, just continuing to raise the availability bar even higher. We'll certainly be watching, like a lot of people, for some of the evolutions in cloud computing to see, what that does for applications, what that does for redundancy and availability and between geographically dispersed sites. And we think there'll be some exciting opportunities.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thank you very much for sharing your ideas with us today.